Well, sir, it's about the middle of the morning as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and Mr. Fletcher Rush. Sade is seated beside the sink with a pan in her lap, peeling apples, while Uncle Fletcher stands near the gas stove, removing his overcoat. Listen.
Craziest half-wit winter I ever come across.
Is it just terrible cold out?
5 or 6 above.
And yesterday it was 30 above.
That's what I say. Crazy, lame brain winter, no mistake.
Oh, well, it'll be spring before long.
I'll hang my numbskull overcoat here on the nitwit doorknob.
All right.
Spotty upstairs, is she?
Dottie, Uncle Fletcher, Dottie.
It's all one.
No, it's not. I don't think it sits very well, you calling her Spotty.
Uh-huh. She upstairs taking a nap?
In the middle of the morning? No.
She'll freeze to death. She's outdoors taking a walk.
Dottie's in the living room, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh.
She got a letter from her husband this morning. I thought probably she'd like to be alone while she read it, so I sent her in there by herself. I know if I was away from home on a visit and a letter from my family come, I'd like to look at it in private.
Sure. How long's she gonna stay?
Why, she hasn't said for sure.
Been here a week now.
Uncle Fletcher, I don't believe you like Dottie.
She's all right.
Well, she's one of my dearest friends. Chuck must have had something funny in his letter.
Yeah.
Chuck had something funny in his letter, Dottie.
Yes, our landlord's little boy got a medal for not missing Sunday school one single Sunday in a whole year.
Well.
He's 8 years old.
Oh, really?
What's funny about that?
Oh, she's so glad to get news from home.
That's all well and good. Fine. But what's the half-wit funny about a little boy not missing Sunday school?
Oh, you know, Dottie.
Mm.
How's Miss Keller?
She don't say much.
Her chest all right again?
She don't say much.
I remember you mentioning she thought she was getting a cold.
Miss Keller don't say much. She'll eat 3 hearty meals every day and let it go at that.
Mm-hmm.
No, she don't say much.
Been riding on the garbage wagon with Mr. Gumpox this morning?
That's right.
How's Mr. Gumpox?
First rate, I guess.
How's Howard?
Howard don't say much.
No, I don't imagine he does, being a horse.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of absent-minded today, Uncle Fletcher.
I don't say much.
We all took in the picture show last night. Dottie laughed so hard she got the rest of the audience to laughing.
She sure laughs, don't she?
All the time.
And she don't say when she's going home?
Oh, now, Uncle Fletcher, really?
Been here a week.
Well, goodness, what do you care? A land's a person that's... Chuck's told another little joke in his letter, I expect.
Somebody died, likely.
What?
Nothing.
Uncle Fletcher, what's eating you?
Sadie, remember Oliver Hyde Sock there in Belvedere?
Why, no, I don't.
Married one of the Gulling Tawny sisters?
No.
Oliver Hidesock left Belvedere in the year 1909.
Really?
He moved to Cypress Chunk, Minnesota, and went into his regular business of barbering. Oliver Hidesock was considered the best barber in the county at one time. He could cut a head of hair in 5 minutes. He could shave a man in 4 minutes. One Saturday afternoon, he... Thunder.
That must have been real funny.
Oh, Chuck says here in his letter, our milkman is retired on a pension.
Oh?
What's a laugh?
Ooh, dropped an apple peeling on the floor.
I don't see anything comical in a milkman, 75 years old, retiring on a pension.
Uncle Fletcher, I can't figure out what's the matter with you.
Nothing's the matter with me.
Well, finish what you were telling me about, what's his name, the barber.
Oliver Hidesock.
Yes.
Lots of people don't believe this.
Hmm?
I do, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Hidesock actually had the unbelievable courage to pick up a red-hot piece of iron, wear nothing but kid gloves, and carry it all the way from the barn to the cistern. Oh, my.
Well, I dropped another apple peeling. I'm all butterfingers this morning.
Yes.
Chuck must write terrible funny letters.
Somebody fell and broke their leg, likely.
Uncle Fletcher, you just quit this. kind of...
Kettle! A man we know there in Marion fell out of a tree.
What'd they tell you?
Mr. Keenan. He lives right across the street from us.
Was he hurt?
A what, Kettle?
Was the man that fell out of the tree hurt?
Oh, no. Fell out of this high tree and got up and walked away without a bruise on him.
You see, he wasn't hurt.
Oh,
I'm sorry I'm taking so long over this.
You go right ahead, Dottie.
The letter's 6 pages long.
Well.
Written on both sides of the paper.
Sure, Chuck misses you.
Yes, well, I'll be done pretty soon.
Now, don't you hurry one bit. I got Uncle Fletcher here to keep me company.
Well, good morning, Uncle Fletcher.
Good morning, Spotty.
Dottie.
Fine.
How are you this grand morning?
I can't kick, thanks.
Lovely.
Yes.
Last night in the picture show, we had to sit right behind some woman.
Yes, it'll work out that way sometimes. Sadie, remember Collarbone Gackwinch there in DeKalb?
No.
Collarbone Gackwinch.
Was that his real name?
His real name was Up Gackwinch. Everybody called him Collarbone for short.
Well, that's strange. The name Collarbone is certainly longer than the name Up.
Collarbone Gackwinch was a strange man.
Oh, so that's the answer.
Collarbone Gackwinch was a very strange man. Well, thunder, I'll tell you what he done. In the first place, he married a woman 57 years old and insisted on having her father's consent. Her father was 82. He was 82 and he wasn't very bright to start out with. He didn't know what was going on. You say you want to marry my daughter, he hollered. I don't remember having any daughter. You must have the wrong party. Well, sir, by George, Collarbone Gackwinch went to work. I don't know. What's the use?
Uncle Fletcher, it isn't like you.
Never mind, never mind.
Telephone's ringing,
Kettle.
All right.
I'll answer it.
Oh, will you please, Dottie? I got a pan of apples in my lap.
Grand.
What's grand about it?
Uncle Fletcher, actually.
Oh.
Hello? Who? What?
What's she laughing about?
Well, that's probably Vic teasing her.
Fat Jackson!
Who is that nitwit forever calling this number wanting Fat Jackson?
I don't know.
Oh, there's no Fat Jackson here. No, you got the wrong number. Yes. Goodbye. It was somebody had the wrong number, Kettle.
Yes, I heard you talking. Fat Jackson must have a number like ours. That's happened several times lately.
Well, I just got one more page of my letter to read.
Take your time, lady.
Chuck's got the worst nonsense in here.
He misses you. Well, almost through peeling my apples.
Sadie, don't Spotty laughing all the time kind of get on your nerves?
Uncle Fletcher, what's eating you? You act like some old woman.
I bet it does.
Oh, ish.
Gets on Vic's nerves, I know.
Ish.
Couldn't help getting on a person's nerves. A fat woman standing around 48 hours out of the day laughing and yelling and
talking. Uncle Fletcher, we're stopping this kind of talk right here and now.
All right.
I know you didn't mean that.
Yes.
Of course it is something of a strain having company.
Uh-huh.
Neither the host nor the guest ever gets a minute to themselves.
Uh-huh.
Dottie's a dear, dear friend, of course, but... Well, and she does laugh loud a lot, but... I probably got little mannerisms myself that are annoying.
You wish she'd go home, huh?
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
And I didn't mean it either.
No, well, I...
What's the idea of putting words in my mouth?
Mm-hmm.
When we were girls in Dixon, of course, we weren't in each other's hair every second of the day and night. On a visit, though, seems like the host and the guest are forever under each other's feet.
Uh-huh. You wish Spotty'd go home.
Uncle Fletcher, I'm not saying that. Now, goodness, if you're going to twist...
I know.
You don't either.
Why?
And another thing, I want you to treat Dottie like one of... She's coming out here. You get that look off your face.
Kettle!
What is it, Dottie?
The biggest news in the world!
Oh, really?
Chuck may be transferred.
Transferred?
He may be transferred here.
Here?
To this city. Chuck's company may transfer him here to this city.
Chuck's company may transfer him here to this city?
Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful? Yes, Dottie, it's wonderful.